Right now, it is time for us to check sports, and we'll bring in none other than Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. While you were gone, some sports news that really
and let it all build up.
Well, the thing that I'm talking about, and it takes you back in time, and that is the death of one of the players on our national team that beat the Russians. He committed suicide.
Matt Pavlich.
Yeah, 63 years old. 63 years old. You know, you hear of his death, and you think of how when Herb Brooks died in that car crash?
Yep.
That was, at least 10 years ago or 15 years ago when that happened.
Yeah, probably like 15.
Yeah. An amazing team. Not a lot of great pro players came out of that team, but that's just something. Whenever you hear a story associated with that team, it strikes your heartstrings because it was a truly unique time.
Yeah, a friend of mine that I became friends of mine through work played for them, and he told me a lot of good stories about that team. And those guys looked up to Brooks like a father.
Well, he made them play like a team, and I just remember going into the Olympics, how everybody was just writing them off and shoo-shooing them off. And
the game before the Olympics, yeah, they got destroyed by the Russians in the Garden.
Yeah.
Destroyed. They were manhandled.
But it still brings goosebumps when you think about it, because I remember exactly, I was at WGHQ in Kingston, New York, working, and the game, of course, was broadcast at night, but it was played during the day over here.
Yep.
And
it was shown like 7 or 8 o'clock, and yeah, the game was at 5.
Yep. And I will tell you right now, back then, in the old days, we used to have teletype machines, AP, UPI, and one other one. And they used to have alarms. And when that score came over, every one of those machines went off with an alarm. You just knew, and everybody, that had to be the biggest crowd ever to watch a game on TV, because in the United States, because everybody knew that we won and it was on tape delay. So just amazing anyways. So we'll go from there, and where do you want to go now?
Oh, there's a lot of places. Let's start with the Jets.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's gone. You know what? I was going to use that as a thing. Here's one of the funny things about that. One of the coaches, they spoke to him. They said, "Well, why'd you do this?" Well, we thought it was better for Sam.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They took his feelings to heart and got rid of him. He stinks. The guy stinks. But now, what are the Jets going to do? All I know is, besides the Clemson quarterback, everybody else is lighting candles every day, praying the Jets don't take them. But unfortunately, one of them guys is doomed.
That's right.
Doomed.
That's a Sam Darnold. Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, that experiment didn't work. On to the next, as they say. Any surprises with you in Major League Baseball?
No, but there was a surprise Monday night, the college championship. Boy, did Baylor lay a beating on Gonzaga.
Wow.
They were 7-8 point underdogs, and watching the game, I was sitting watching the first 5 minutes and saying to myself, this game's over. There's no way this team can come back and win. What a thorough thrashing Gonzaga got. And, you know, I said it right from the beginning, sooner or later, Gonzaga's going to choke. Don't worry about it. Well, they choked on the big stage that night, and Baylor played a tremendous game. Baylor's by far the best team in college basketball this year. They only lost 2 games. They lost by 1 point somewhere along the line, and in their conference championship, they lost by 1 point. And the other game they lost was when they were shut down for like 2 or 3 weeks, and they had to start playing again, and they lost their first game back. What a tremendous team. A lot of them guys stayed back to play to win a championship, and they won, and it was just a thorough throw. I've never seen such a lopsided championship game in my life.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I was kind of happy when it came up.
I was happy for them.
Yeah. I mean,
not that I have anything against Gonzaga.
No, but everybody
I was glad Baylor won. There's a team that never won before.
Everybody was talking about Gonzaga all year long.
They got exposed Monday.
Yeah, and it happens when you come down to that one and done, and you've been through the whole tournament.
That's the severity of the tournament.
Yeah, there is no second chance. It doesn't matter whether you're in the first round or whether you're in the last game. There is no second chance.
And Saturday night, I was flipping. There was nothing on, and I was watching the UConn women play in Arizona. They got screwed. Yeah. Now, you know I'm no UConn fan.
Yeah.
They got screwed. I mean, even the announcers were livid about some of the calls that were being made. And I, for one, was very happy when Arizona lost on Sunday night.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. Very happy. Especially when the coach gave the double middle fingers to the UConn Huskies after the game was over.
Yeah, really. I mean, what the heck is wrong with her?
No, I mean, trash talk is fine between players and stuff, but coaches, come on.
You're supposed to set an example for your players. And the example you're supposed to set is not what she is. I mean, how she's allowed, well, I know how she's allowed to get away with it, but being that she's allowed to get away with that is terrible, absolutely terrible. Because if your coach does it and then a player decides to do it, well, why can't I do it? The coach did it.
Now, how are you going to reprimand a player? That's exactly right. I mean, I could care less about trash talking. It's part of the game and stuff like that, but
trash talk is one thing.
Coaches,
this is another. And, like, the camera was on her when she was dropping her multitude of F-bombs all the time. What a classless pig.
I'll tell you what. Gino Auriemma will remember that next year if they play next year.
And the media gave her a pass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. That's the problem with the media. They pick and choose who they want to destroy. This woman should have been destroyed.
Yeah, you're right, because in golf, like when golfers now, because there's such good sound equipment, when golfers say the F word or anything like that, there's an outrage.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
If somebody does it and it's wrong, everybody does it, it's wrong.
Just discipline them, say they're wrong, don't do it again, you know, it's not a good example. But
Next day she came out and made a big statement. I'm not apologizing for what I did, I stand by what I did. Nice.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yep.
Hey, in the National Hockey League, the Rangers downed the Penguins yesterday.
Eh, who cares?
All right, the Devils lost to the Sabres. The Bruins beat the Flyers, and of course, the Islanders did not play yesterday. They don't even play today. Jeez, the way the schedule works is so crazy. Now the Islanders play the Flyers tomorrow.
You ready to talk about baseball?
Yeah, we can go back to baseball right now.
I don't watch it anymore.
Why not?
Because. Now, they're political, too. What the hell do you care about what Georgia's doing to pull out an all-star game? Do you know how many businesses are going to get, well, they've been getting destroyed because of what's going on. Do you know how many businesses in the area were counting on an all-star game to get life back into their blood? And now, because the Major League Baseball deems that they're the important people, we're moving the all-star game. Forget about it. I will never support professional baseball again.
So I guess you won't be happy that Cole struck out 13 Orioles last night then.
Well, did he pitch more than five innings like the first game?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow. Yeah.
Seven innings.
Wow. Oh, seven. Yeah. Ooh. What do they call that now? A five-star quality start?
That's exactly right.
And the Orioles, they're nothing more than a double-A team. He should have struck out 18.
The Mets got some win. They beat the Phillies 8-4.
They almost blew it again.
Yeah, but they blew it 2 games ago. They once again.
Yeah, the first game. What's today? Wednesday, Monday night.
Yeah.
All my friends were online and hopped. Oh, DeGrom. I said, unless he goes 9, they're not winning. He went 5. They lost.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so...
The Mets stink. They brought in Familia last night, and it was like throwing gasoline on a fire. They're lucky they had a 7-run lead.
Now, how did your racing go this weekend?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I know.
Honestly, don't remember, and I don't have my form anymore, so I don't remember. I do remember $150 horse won the Wood Memorial. So nobody coming to that race is going to win a Kentucky Derby. The favorite won in the Bluegrass. It was basically a two-horse race, and Keeneland was a very speed favorite track, so there was a lot of horses running at a disadvantage that week on Saturday. So those are the only two races I remember. I honestly don't remember anything else.
All right. Well, we'll check with you on Friday and see what's happening up into the weekend and what occurs in between now and Friday.
Yeah. How about that guy Tatis on the Padres?
He's okay now, they say.
He's not okay. He's not okay.
Yeah.
He's okay that he doesn't. He does not. They don't think he needs surgery.
Yeah,
how do you tear your muscles on a missed swing?
Yeah, I was watching that yesterday. He's a fun player to watch too.
Can anybody say drug test?
No, you can't. The union doesn't allow it.
Ooh.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow on Friday.
Friday. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.